Welcome to this audio guide provided by Oz Rehab. Today we are addressing a critical and highly sensitive topic for employers in New South Wales. Can you fire an injured worker who is on workers' compensation? The short answer is that termination is highly regulated. An employer cannot dismiss a worker simply because they are injured, or because they are receiving workers' compensation benefits. The law places robust protections around injured workers, particularly during the early stages of a claim. In this session, we will explore the legal landscape, the specific protections in place, your obligations as an employer, and the role of workplace rehabilitation in managing these complex situations. The protected period and lawful termination. Let's begin with the concept of the protected period. In most cases, dismissing a worker within the first 6 months following a workplace injury is unlawful if the reason for dismissal relates to their incapacity. During this 6-month window, the employer's focus must be entirely on injury management, recovery, and planning for a return to work, not on ending the employment relationship. However, a workers' compensation claim does not protect an employee from termination forever. Termination may be considered lawful, but only if 3 specific conditions are met. First, the 6-month protected period must have passed. Second, the reason for termination must not be the injury itself. And third, the employer must have met all legal obligations regarding injury management. These obligations are strict. They include having a formal return to work or injury management plan, exploring all suitable duties where reasonably practicable, and adhering to medical advice. It is critical to understand that each case depends on specific facts, timing, and compliance. Decisions cannot be based on assumptions about a worker's future capacity or frustration with the claims process. Operational reasons versus incapacity. A common area of confusion is the difference between termination due to injury and termination due to operational reasons. It is possible to lawfully terminate an injured worker if the decision is based on genuine operational grounds, such as a legitimate redundancy or a business closure. However, these decisions must never be based on the worker's compensation status alone. If an employer acts too early or without proper documentation proving that the decision was operational rather than discriminatory, they face a high risk of legal disputes. Understanding the dual legal framework. To manage this correctly, employers in New South Wales must navigate 2 overlapping legal frameworks simultaneously, the NSW Workers' Compensation Legislation and the Federal Fair Work Act. Understanding how these 2 systems interact is vital, as compliance with one does not cancel out your obligations under the other. The workers' compensation law focuses on the injury itself, managing recovery and returning to work. It establishes the 6-month protected period we discussed earlier. The Fair Work Act, on the other hand, governs employment rights more broadly. This includes protections against unfair dismissal and specific rules regarding temporary absence due to illness or injury. Problems often arise when employers assume that meeting workers' compensation requirements is enough. A termination that looks compliant under state compensation law can still breach federal employment law. Therefore, you must assess timing, reasons, and evidence across both systems before making any decisions. The Fair Work Act protections. Let's look closer at the Fair Work Act. This act prevents dismissal due to a temporary absence when specific conditions are met. Generally, an absence is protected when it does not exceed 3 months, or a total of 3 months within a 12-month period, provided medical evidence supports the absence. It is important to make a distinction here regarding payments. Compensation payments are not the same as paid personal leave. They sit outside standard leave entitlements. This means an employer cannot rely on the exhaustion of personal leave as a valid reason for dismissal if the worker is on compensation. Even if the protected period has passed, employers must follow a fair process. Dismissal cannot be based on the injury alone or on assumptions. Failing to observe fair work protections often leads to unfair dismissal claims, even if the worker's compensation steps appeared correct. Employer obligations before considering termination. Before any decision regarding termination is even tabled, an employer must demonstrate a genuine effort to support the worker. You are expected to actively participate in injury management. This involves engaging with medical advice, exploring suitable duties within the business, and maintaining open lines of communication. Ask yourself the following questions. Is there a return to work plan in place? Have suitable duties been explored, offered, and documented? Has all medical advice been followed and reviewed? Is there a clear record of communication with the worker? Acting without these clear records is a primary cause of disputes. A structured approach demonstrates good faith and proves compliance if your decisions are ever reviewed legally. Post-termination, does compensation stop? The answer is generally no. In New South Wales, entitlement to compensation is linked to medical certification, not employment status. If a worker remains medically unfit due to a work-related injury, compensation, including weekly benefits, medical treatment, and rehabilitation support, can continue even after their employment has ended. In most cases, the insurer assumes responsibility for these direct payments once the employment relationship ceases. Therefore, termination should never be viewed as a financial strategy to end compensation costs. Risks of unlawful termination. The risks of getting this process wrong are significant. Beyond the immediate legal costs, unlawful termination exposes employers to unfair dismissal claims and discrimination cases. If policies are ignored, you may also face breach of contract issues. There is also the matter of reputation. Disputes involving injured workers can damage trust among your remaining staff, harm your relationship with insurers, and negatively impact your brand credibility. These risks are amplified when decisions are rushed or poorly documented. Best practices and the role of rehabilitation. To avoid these outcomes, ethical and compliant decision-making is key. Best practices begin with clear injury management policies and manager training. However, the most effective tool available to employers is early engagement with professional rehabilitation services. This is where Oz Rehab supports your business. Workplace rehabilitation focuses on recovery, capacity, and return to work rather than exit strategies. By engaging services like Oz Rehab, you ensure that return to work planning is clear, structured, and compliant. Rehabilitation providers help match suitable duties to the worker's actual functional ability. This keeps the worker engaged and reduces legal risk. Furthermore, independent progress reviews can identify barriers early, allowing for adjustments before a claim escalates into a dispute. In many cases, this proactive model removes the need for termination entirely by resolving the barriers to work. But where return to work is not possible, the rehabilitation process ensures that you have the robust documentation and evidence required to make a compliant decision. Frequently asked questions. To ensure you have a complete understanding, let's review some frequently asked questions regarding this topic. Question: can you fire someone on workers' compensation in NSW? Answer: in most cases, no. You cannot dismiss someone solely because they are on compensation, especially within the first 6 months. Question: can an employer make an injured worker redundant? Yes, but only if the redundancy is genuine and completely unrelated to the injury. The role must no longer be required for lawful operational reasons. Question: do workers' compensation payments count as paid personal leave? No. These are separate entitlements. You cannot treat compensation payments as standard personal leave. Question: should employers seek legal advice before termination? Absolutely. Termination of an injured worker is high risk. Legal or specialist advice is essential to ensure compliance with both workers' compensation and fair work laws. Conclusion: In summary, termination of an injured worker is a serious decision with strict legal boundaries. Relying on workers' compensation status alone is never a lawful reason to dismiss. Getting this wrong carries real risk, often stemming from poor documentation or missed protected periods. If you are unsure about your obligations, or if you need assistance managing a complex claim, Oz Rehab is here to help you navigate injury management and ensure a safe, compliant return to work. For early guidance that protects your business and supports your people, contact us today. You can call us on 1-800-914-614 or email us at office@ozrehab.com. Thank you for listening to this Oz Rehab educational guide.